Well, a very good morning to you from East Fleet. I'm currently standing here looking at the, I suppose you'd call it a lagoon that separates the campsite where I've been staying for the last two nights and the sea where the sailors will be putting into action their best plans in the Olympic sailing competition a little later on in both the Portland and the Weymouth Bays, depending on which class that they're going to be racing in. Blue sky, some light cloud around as well. Almost perfect conditions with a small sea breeze right now for many of those sailors that are out there. It's been a really interesting 24 hours that have been slightly blighted by a few technical problems and also by an awful lot of sunshine. So for somebody as fair-skinned as me, the one thing that I perhaps forgot to do yesterday was put on the suntan lotion. And that left me a little red and a little raw when I hit my bed at about 8:30 last night. It really was a long old day yesterday, but plenty to look back on, including speaking to Philippine Van Aanholt, who is the independent sailor from the Dutch Antilles. Curaçao is her island, and she's disappointed not to be representing them, but it was really lovely, great value as well to speak to her and try and get an understanding of what she was hoping to achieve at the Games this year. It's now, 8:05 in the morning. I've just done an interview with Cynthia and Roy Goodison. Now, their son Paul will be competing in the laser class a little bit later on today. He's the current gold medalist. He's trying to retain his title, having been victorious in Beijing. He's actually at his third Games as well, having first appeared at Athens. They're actually camping for the duration of the Games on the campsite here in East Fleet. So they've got their creature comforts inside their caravan and they're thoroughly enjoying things. And I think they're looking forward to the events of the next few days to see whether Paul can go on over the course of this week and get that gold medal that would mean so much to him. Be a big ask for him though. I think he's not enjoyed the best preparations. However, knowing the conditions and certainly the experience of winning gold has helped. The other thing is he's really bulked up as well, had to work ever so hard to try and get a bit more upper body strength to make sure that he's going to be able to handle some of the more difficult conditions that could be coming his way. So the van is on the move and we're going to be heading towards London and trying to find somewhere to park. The biggest hazards that I face now, of course, come from Les's, the low emission zones. I've got to try and find a place to park, probably somewhere near Heathrow Airport, and then catch the tube into London. I'm heading towards the Indian Gymkhana Club this evening. On BBC World Service, we're going to have a debate about why India have struggled so much at the Olympic Games and why individually gold medals haven't come quickly to them, despite their massive population and the fact that in certain sports, you know, you think of cricket, you think of hockey, India have been fairly dominant over the years and certainly have had some of the very, very best at what they do within those sports. So that's going to be a discussion for later with Russell Fuller in Sports World. Also going to be hopefully heading into the centre of London to try and sample a little bit more of the Olympic atmosphere and try and figure out exactly what I'm going to do on Tuesday. So that's what lies ahead for me later in the day. If you do have any more questions, and I will try and post a couple more of the interviews that I've done online on Audioboo possibly a little bit later on. But thank you for joining me for the moment. 8:05, time for breakfast. I think bacon butties are in order today. Might even fry an egg or two as well.